Media Club Information Net. My name is John, Kilo 8, Bravo, Alpha, Tango. Net control for this evening. We meet every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. on this repeater. If there is any emergency or priority traffic at this time, please contact net control. There is no emergency or priority traffic. We will now take check-ins for this evening's net. Are there any check-ins?
November 8, Yankee Mike Tango, also with an announcement after check-ins.
November 8, Tango, Foxtrot Charlie, today.
KD8OCT, Dave.
Good evening to Jerry, Terry, and Dave, Tom, Doug, and Randy. Are there any more check-ins before we get started?
YPD for head count.
Got you, Joe. Club Information Net, and since the Columbus Convention is in 2 days, I thought that would be a good topic to discuss this evening. Of course, we can talk about anything you would like to talk about as well. So we'll go to the top of the list and start on down, and then we'll check for more check-ins at the end of the list. We start with Jay, November 8th, Yankee Mike Tango, and Jay says he has an announcement, so take it away, Jay. Terry, NATFC. Good evening, Terry. Come on in.
thank you. KBAT and ATFC. Yeah, we're going to be putting on a promotional table at the Club of San Pass. We'll put out some flyers and display a couple of the antennas that we've done at the builds. We're going to have a radio there and a slideshow running on the computer. We'll be talking on the radio during the handpass, see if we can kick up some interest, maybe add a few new members. So if everybody on Saturday would keep the repeater a little bit busy, it might help out there a little bit. And look forward to seeing everybody there.
KBAT and ATFC.
Thank you very much for that. And like you mentioned, this coming Saturday, August the 5th, we normally would have our breakfast over at TJ's, but 1 month a year, we cancel the breakfast for the Columbus Ham Fest. So please remember that if you head to TJ's on Saturday, there won't be a whole lot of amateur radio operators there that day, although you can still eat over there. But still, no breakfast. Saturday, August the 5th, over at TJ's on West Broad Street. Instead, we're having the 2017 Columbus, Ohio Hamfest and, I stress and, the ARRL Ohio Section Conference, sanctioned by ARRL, of course, this Saturday, August the 5th.
It is sponsored by the Voice of Aladdin Amateur Radio Club, Whiskey, Foxtrot, Echo, Zulu, and, my show here is from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on one flyer, but then it says 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on another flyer. So I'm not sure if it's 8 to 1 or 8 to 2. If there's still people there, though, my guess is they'll still keep you going at 2.
Stress that the doors open at 6 a.m. for vendor setup. So 6 a.m. for vendor setup, but the public is from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 2 p.m., not sure what it is. There is a talk-in radio frequency, 146.76, so you can, you know, talk to your buddies here at 140 on the 145.23 repeater. Or if you need talk-ins into the event, just go to the 146.76 frequency, and if you don't have it set up, the PL is 123.0. But anyway, if you go to 146.76, they'll talk you in to the event.
It is 2 p.m., by the way. Anyone take?
Thank you very much for that. Located at the Aladdin Shrine Center, 1801 Gateway Circle.
That is in Grove City. It's behind TJ's. Speaking of TJ's, it's behind the TJ's restaurant off Stringtown Road at I-71. Okay, next up is Dave, K-D-8-O-C-T. Good evening, Dave. Come on in.
K-8-B-A-T, K-D-8-O-C-T. Yeah, I'm like everybody else. I'm kind of chomping a bit to get in another ham fest under my belt. And sounds exciting. Jay, that was a great idea, having a digital information meeting and having it out there, Universal Radio. That's a good deal. I'm excited about that. I have to put that, if you've got a flyer or something already made on it, email me that and I'll put it on the webpage. Nothing else to add, and I'll just ride this one out. Turn it back to you, John. K8BAT, KD8OCT.
Appreciate it very much. And yes, thank you, Jay, very much for that information on the digital equipment information that you're going to show, going to have on October 7th. By the way, the admission for this, of course, for the Columbus Ham Fest is $5 at the gate, 12 and under are free. Indoor tables are $5 per table. I assume you already know that, those of you who are planning to go on there. Outdoor space is $5 per space. Forums. There's several things going on there, covering a wide range of information aimed to radio topics. Vendors, of course, Universal Radio will be there, and some other big-name vendors, I am sure. Okay, next up is Tom, Kilo Echo 8, Fox Golf Papa. Good evening, Tom. Come on in.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thanks, John, for running that again. I am looking forward to Saturday, taking a walk around, maybe buy some new toys or something. I guess I will see everybody then. Back to you, John.
All right, thank you, Tom, for that, and welcome, glad to have you in there again this evening. By the way, there is also a VE amateur radio licensing testing event Saturday there, so you might, if you want to decide to try to take the test, to upgrade, feel free, because it'll be there, they'll be doing that as well. In addition to all that, the Ohio Single Sideband Net will also be having their annual meeting there, so a whole lot going on.
Next up, KD8OOT. Good evening, Doug. Come on in.
KD8C in the group, KD8OOT. Thanks for picking me up, John. Thanks for running the net. I just looked and am working the weekend, so I've never yet made one of the Columbus Ham Fest. One of these days, maybe. But had a good week and getting a lot of stuff done, and I am interested about the digital forum there. Guess I'll go ahead and give the announcement I've got now. The next club meeting will be Sunday, August 13th at the Grove City Library, 3959 Broadway. We'll be in Conference Room B, and it is from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. So I have put that on the club website calendar. I just did do that a little bit ago. I didn't put the Conference Room B on it, but got the other information. August 13th on a Sunday, 1 to 2. So with that, back to you, John, KD8OOT.
Penny, want to take query?
Go ahead, Jay.
I have it on my calendar as it was a 6. Did that get changed?
Yes.
Crap. I'm not going to be able to make it then.
Yeah, I just got the final confirmation today about when the conference rooms or one of the conference rooms would be available, and that was the information I was given by Dave there, so yeah, I haven't really looked at my calendar, but I hope it doesn't cause a conflict.
Well, I have to work that Sunday, the one Sunday a month I have to work, and that's the Sunday I got to work. Well, I guess I'll unfortunately miss it. Any warranty?
All right, thank you, gentlemen, and thank you, Doug, for that information, and thank you, Jay. Well, sounds like we're really going to be busy for a while. It looks like Saturday, August 5th, we got the Columbus Ham Fest. We do not have a breakfast. Then August the 13th, we have our meeting in Grove City from 1 to 2. And then October 7th, we have the digital forum over at Universal. Hope you got all that.
Okay, the flea market is always a good thing over there at the Columbus Ham Fest. The space is, of course, additional $5 each, but those are already set up, I suppose. So you can sell from your trunk of your car or selling inside table, and chairs are included. First come, first serve. So there's a fleet, you know, there's tables inside, and then there'll be people outside selling, so that'll be a lot of fun.
A TUW check in.
I'm sorry, could you give that call a sign again, please?
Yeah, I didn't know if you're still taking check-ins. NATUW, Ross County.
Okay, we got you. And what is your name?
The name is Steve, and we are just southeast of Kingston, Ohio.
All right, Steve, welcome, and we'll add you to the list, and we'll get to you here shortly. Thank you so much for joining us.
So Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Net. My name is John Kilo 8 Bravo Alpha Tango Net Control. And next up is Randy, KD8NKY. Good evening, Randy.
Good evening, John, the KBT, KD8NKY in the group. Thank you for picking me up. Another great net. Like you said, there are a lot of information and a lot of activity we got planned there coming up over the next couple of months, and that's really a good thing. I'm going to try to make at least two out of three of them there. I'm planning on attending the meeting, and very much would like to be out at the digital forum there that Jay has got planned. That sounds really good. I'm not for sure about the Ham Fest coming up Saturday. I may be there, but I think I got some other stuff going on. I may not be able to make it, but if not, then I'll try to make that as well. So with that, good evening to Steve and everybody else on the net, and won't hold you up any longer. Thank you, John, again. KBT, KDNKY, back to net.
It's so wonderful to have you in there every Thursday evening. It's great to have you in there for sure. You have a great signal, by the way. Okay, some of the events that you might be interested in is at 9 a.m., Tom Sly, Whiskey Bravo 8, Lima Charlie Delta. We'll have a forum on clubs and how to keep members interested. I sure hope some of you can maybe make that forum. I'd like to know how to keep members interested. I think that'd be a good one.
Then at 10 a.m., Scott Yonnelly, November 8, Sierra Yankee, is on the ARRL and Ohio Section presentations. There's the News Alert Awards and the Alan Severson Award. So that is at 10 a.m.
Okay, next up, we're going to talk to, I believe it's Joe, KC8YPD. Good evening, Joe. Come on in.
K8BAT, KC8YPD. Good evening, John. Thanks for picking me up, there, guy. Glad to be here for the head count, and that's about it, John. Sounding good out there, everybody, on my radio here. So we'll turn her back to net. KBAT, KC8YPD.
All right, Joe. Thanks again for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you in there. Okay, so 9 a.m. we have a club on forum on clubs and how to keep things interesting. 10 a.m., we have the ARL Ohio section presentation. Then at 11 a.m., Mike Hayward, Kilo Charlie 8, Whiskey Hotel, will be joining for the semi-annual OSSBN meeting. That's the Ohio Single Sideband Network, I guess. Their meeting, their annual meeting, by the way, is 11 a.m.
Okay, next up, looks like it's Greg, W8NGA. Good evening, Greg. Come on in.
Good evening, everybody. It's W8NGA. Don't have anything to say, so I'll see you all Saturday at the Hamfest, and I'll see you there. So back to you, John, W8NGA.
Hi, Greg. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Good to hear you in there. I mentioned that there's VE testing. So if you'd like to get an amateur radio license or an upgrade, the VE amateur radio testing will begin at 9 a.m. Walk-ins are welcome, but pre-registration is encouraged to save time. But still, you can walk in. That is at 9 a.m. Okay, next up, November 8th, Tango Whiskey, I guess it was. Steve, come on in.
November 8, Tango United Whiskey. Steve down here outside of Chillicothe, between Chillicothe and Kingston. Yep, planning on being up there Saturday. I've got a few things I want to bring up and try to get rid of anyway. Got my mic set up onto a Mid-X 40-meter URV station. I don't know if anybody's ever checked that out yet, but it's called the Mid-X 40. And, pretty much just a kit that they put together. Most of it's already put together, and put it together yourself. You got to supply your own knobs and your own box and all that kind of stuff. So,
it's in my legenda. And I'll say hello to Joe, and I'll say hello to Randy up there. Who else is in there? N-A-T-U-W.
Hi, Steve. Thank you very much in there for joining us this evening. Good to hear you in there. We're here every Thursday evening on this repeater at 8:30. And, of course, we have some HF equipment. We also have a 10-meter net 30 minutes earlier, 28-405 on your dial at 8 o'clock is our 10-meter net. Okay, with that, we'll see if there's any late check-ins before we start the top of the list for the 73 round. Again, this is the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Net. We're every Thursday evening at 8:30. So if there's any late check-ins, please call now. We'll go to the top of the list, and this is the 73 round. To the top of the list, we go to J, N8YMT. One more time, Jay.
Alrighty. Yeah, I forgot what I was just saying. I'm actually going to have the flyers designed tonight. We'll have them printed out tomorrow, but I will be carrying a stack with me to the Hamfest and doing some handout. Universal Radio will have a stack at their table. And then at Universal, they're going to be handing them out throughout, you know, until we do the event. So Eric's going to help out with that there. I'm also going to get on some various nets and kind of announce it. So hopefully we have a good turnout for it. Appreciate everybody's interest, and hopefully we answer some questions. And I will, once I get the design set, I will send it to, and I forgot who said it about the website, but I'll get it to you there. So 73s, everybody have a good night. I'll be listening.
Anyone? All right, Jay, thank you very much for that. Hope you have a great weekend, and thank you very much for all the help that you provide our club. And the information on digital is really something that we all greatly appreciate. Okay, moving down the list, next up is Terry, N8TFC. One more time, Terry.
K-A-B-A-T-N-A-T-F-C. Thank you, John. Another great job running the net, man. You do a fantastic job there. I want to say hi to Steve, N-A-T-U-W. Thanks for joining us. And let's see, what else? Dave has the net review up on the website. If you listen to that, you will see what was going on. There's both a written document and an audio recording of the net that you can listen to. Or if you just want to see how you sound on a repeater, you might want to check that out. And Dave does a great job with that. And I am looking forward to the Hamfest. Hold on, AB8EL stopped by this evening, and he wasn't going to be able to make it on the net, but wanted me to say hi to everyone for him. With that, I will turn it back to Net Control, K8BAT, N8TFC, and thanks for running the net.
All right, Terry, thank you very much, and thank you for the kind words. I do enjoy running the net. We all, seems like everybody has their own little thing that they enjoy doing or things that they do. And we were all blessed, and all of us being able to do different things. It'd be kind of boring if all of us like the same thing. Hi. Okay, we're moving down the list. This is 73 round. This is the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Net. Moving down the list, 73 round. Next up is Dave, KD8OCT. One more time, Dave.
K8BAT, KD8OCT. Yeah, John, thanks for doing the net again. And looking forward to the Hamfest and our meeting. And Jay, that was me. Just send it to the club web address there on. Just pick one of the pages and hit a tab and send me your flyer graphics file, and I'll put it right up there on the front page. So, turn back to you, John. Everybody have a good night. K8BAT, KD8OCT.
All right, Dave, correct me, the email address is SWCHRC at gmail.com. Is that still good? OCT Silver Dave?
Yeah, sorry, I missed that question.
Okay, I was just double checking the email address for the website.
Oh yeah, okay, it's swchrc.org, and that'll get you there. Talk to everybody a little later. KD8OCT.
Hey Dave, thank you for that. I've updated my record. So that's Sierra Whiskey Charlie, Hotel Romeo Charlie, .org. Thank you.
And next up on the list is Tom, KE8FGP. One more time, Tom.
Steve, N-8-T-U-W. One more time, Steve.
Yeah, real good. Yeah, just hope everybody has a good time there at the Ham Fest. And hey, pick up what you need, and if you don't need it, pick it up anyway. That's the way I always look at it. But appreciate everybody. You know, swing by the table there. If I'm not sure if I'm gonna be outside or inside, so if you look me up and you happen to see who it is, reach out and give me a handshake here. NATUW. Thanks for doing that. Doing a great job.
Hi, Steve. Thank you very much for that. Okay, that looks like that's about it for another Thursday evening. Before I go, would like to double check for any late check-ins or anyone have any last information. I'd like to thank all who checked into this evening's net. Thanks to Jay, Terry, Dave, Tom, Doug, Randy, Joe, Greg, and Steve. So we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and I count 10. Another good group this evening.
I would like to thank KCADVR Lester. God bless you, Lester, wherever you are there in Riverside. I'd also like to thank Jeff, KHAMP, KD8MCS Roger, and of course W8NGA Greg for the use of the 145.23 repeater.
Club's website can be viewed at www.swchrc.org. If there are no more check-ins or information, I will close the net at 9:02 p.m. and return the repeater back to general use. This is Kilo 8 Bravo Alpha Tango, clear on the WB8MMR 145.23 repeater at 9:02 p.m. 73s, have a great weekend.